Happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the weekend, and we even have Rip Rocket Ricky joining us again to talk about her little sabbatical down at Walt Disney World last week. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're looking to get away to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sail with the Disney Cruise Line, have concierge-level service for free with the great professionals over at the Magic for Less. And if you're thinking about heading down to Walt Disney World this summer, get on it right away. You can save some money with the new summer discounts that were released last week. We saved a lot of money for our guests, and we want to do the same for you. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. And of course, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And we'll be planning that next Disney adventure together. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050, email him at drew.baker@ampf.com, or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1155 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for dropping in here to kick off the weekend a little bit early, as we do here on the show, because once you hear some Disney talk for your Friday, forget about work. It's time to just escape down to your favorite place. Today, we're going to actually escape to my favorite thing, which is cruising with Disney Cruise Line. Nothing better. And even if you've never sailed Disney Cruise Line, if you're a parks fan, hang with us, because at some point, I'm sure most people are going to get curious about sailing with Disney Cruise Line. It's such an awesome Disney adventure. So we'll talk about kind of things to think about before your cruise, so that when you get on that ship, everything is perfect and ready to go, and you're just ready to have a good time with no worries at all. So joining me today to talk some Disney cruising, because it is just about time. We're about 90 days out from the Be Our Guest podcast cruise. Cannot wait. We have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less. What's up, Rip Rocket? I can't even say it anymore.
That's it. Yeah, Rip Rocket Ricky. Yeah, that's me.
That's it. That's your new name.
You know, I just have to say that I love our listeners so much. They're so awesome. So I think I'm ready for it. I'm putting the call out. I am looking for bloggers for the Mouse for Less. But I will say, it's with a slight caveat. I am looking for people with specialized interests, really. So just keep that in mind. Of course, if you really just want to, you know, write about Walt Disney World or Disneyland or whatever, you know, please send in your application. But I'm really looking for people who want to blog about Universal. I'm really looking for people who want to blog about Disney Cruise Line, maybe traveling with special needs, Run Disney, traveling with little ones, Disney crafting, that kind of thing. So I'm really looking for kind of niche kind of bloggers. Again, like I said, that doesn't necessarily rule you out if you don't have a niche that you kind of want to go with, but that's kind of what I'm looking for right now. So make sure to look at the blog post on the Mouse for Less blog, and all the information will be there. You will need to submit an article to send to me, and you also will need to fill out a Google form, which the link for that is in the blog article. You have to do both in order to be eligible. So just know that as well. The Mouse for Less is looking for writers. So if you're interested, now's the time.
And I will tell you, a lot of folks read those blog articles, so that's a good way to get your name out there in the Disney community. Now, I'm actually applying for the Disney scrapbook dad position.
Yeah,
blogger.
That seems like you right there.
I want one of those. Dad. I want one of those cry cuts or whatever they're called. I'm get one of those
crickets.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Crickets.
That's it. That's it. I do want to, so Mike may not get the job, but I do want to say a couple of additional things. You know, this is kind of a voluntary position. We do have incentives. You can learn more about that again on the blog. And also if you have like a, I don't think I mentioned it, but if you have like a specialization that you think that I haven't mentioned or is not on the blog that you would like to be on the blog and you want to write about it, there's a spot for you to fill that out as well. So there's an other category and you can write what you think your niche should be. So, you can fill that out as well there too. So if you have an idea of something that you think is missing on the Masterless blog, it's your chance. Go.
That's what I've always heard about podcasts. If there's a show you have always wanted to hear, but you can't find it, do it yourself. Get it out there.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. So all information is on the Masterless blog. So make sure to go there. That's my soapbox for today.
All right.
Also the deadline is listed on there too, and I don't remember what I picked. So
it was yesterday, so it's fine.
I'm terrible. I think it was the 15th. I think I'm pretty sure I picked the 15th. So you know, tax day. So make sure you get it in by tax day.
No stress on that day at all. No. Good job.
No. No.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam. We're gonna have to keep it short, or else we're gonna have to start doing our sign-offs already. So what's going on? Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. Let's just move on from there.
Let's do it. You know what? Let's talk cruising because that's why we're here. And so, you know, as most people know, we've been looking forward to the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 4.0, the fourth one here for about, oh man, we booked it about 18 months out or greater. It was probably closer to 20 months out. So we've been counting down, you know, the months, and it seemed like it was never going to get here. Right now, we're sitting at approximately 90 days out. So we're going to kind of talk about not just for the podcast cruise, because a lot of our shows are evergreen. So this is something that if you're planning a cruise and you're listening to the 6 months down the line, you need to start really getting things moving at about 90 days. And the first thing you got to think about at 90 days, obviously, is that final payment. Now, it varies on different itineraries, depending on where you're sailing, how long your cruise is, where it's going and so forth. But 90 days is an approximate time where final payments become due. So Pam, let's talk about that first, because you know that the credit card kind of shivers, you make the final payment, but then really the excitement starts to hit. It's a necessary evil, just like a Walt Disney World trip.
It is. And the great news about making your final payment is that you start to be able to start planning some of those activities and dinings and shore excursions that you want to do on the cruise. And that's awesome too. So, I mean, you know, it's the good news, bad news, right? I mean, the credit card took a hit, but now it's paid off. You don't have to pay it again. And you really start to get into planning mode. And that's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. So we're sitting here on April 7th and we're sailing on July 8th. So we are 3 months out. So we need to start getting things in order. And the thing about this, you know, we've done the previous three podcast cruises, is that you think 3 months is a really long period of time, which it is. You know, I mean, it's a pretty good amount of time, but things are going to move really quickly and things will get away with from you, especially if you're doing a group cruise like we are, because there are special considerations when you're doing a group cruise. So Ricky, at 90 days, you know, we've made our final payments. We're getting set, you know, and so now what happens? We've made the final payments. What are you doing next?
I am deciding what kind of excursions type thing that I want to do, as well as making sure that I have a reservation for Pello and or Remy. So those are the things that I'm doing. You know, that's the time to book any of the a lot of the spa options, if you have something like you have your heart book set on. I know that usually before the 90 days, the cabanas are all taken. So there's probably not a shot at that. You know, that the big thing that I'm looking at is what, you know, kind of excursions am I looking at doing while I'm on my vacation?
All right. So besides excursions and your adult dining options and stuff like that, one of the first things that I do once I pay it off and I'm able to, and of course, the amount of days you can do this before sailing depends on your Castaway Club level. So you can be anywhere from silver, to gold to platinum. And obviously the higher up you go, the longer out you can start doing these things. And like Ricky mentioned, book really, you know, scarce things like a cabana on Castaway Key and so forth. But the thing is, I think the thing for me, even when I was just silver, and even when I was a first-time cruiser, is that once you get that paid off and you hit that day where you can do online check-in, that is so exciting.
Yes.
Because basically you go to DisneyCruise.com and you type in your confirmation number and the lead guest's birthday for verification, and you get their system. They've just kind of redone it, and they've made it so streamlined and so nice. So, Pam, do you want to walk us through what online check-in looks like? Because this is a very different process than a Walt Disney World vacation.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. You're going to go there and you're going to enter your cruise line. And once you do that, you'll be redirected to a page where you see a bunch of boxes where you can look at your reservation summary or your cruise activities or your online check-in, or even schedule a character call. And I think that's a cool thing, too, that you can schedule a call maybe to one day when your family's going to be there. And one of the Disney characters will give you a call and remind you that you're going on a cruise, as if you've forgotten, right?
Right, right.
So anyways, but then once you're there, what you're going to want to do if you're in the planning stage, and let's say you want to do some cruise planning things, like you want to schedule the dining we talked about, or you want to make some shore excursions, or schedule a spa treatment, or even on certain ships at certain times, there are certain character meet and greets that can be scheduled too. So you're going to want to go to the cruise activities portion of your My Reservation Center. And in that, you'll be able to see anything that you've already scheduled, and you'll be able to add new activities to that too. The whole process is really very easy. Now, there's going to be some things that are more challenging to get than others, as we mentioned, but I think that having that available to you is so cool. And basically, your window opens up depending on your, you know, whether you're a platinum, gold, or silver Castaway Club member, whatever your day is, it's going to open up at midnight on that day, on your final payment date. I know, right? So now you know, midnight Eastern, if you really want something that will be challenging to get, that's when you want to be on.
See, that's one of the times in the world where it's nice to not be in the Eastern time zone. It's 11 o'clock Central. And if you're on the West Coast, man, bonus, you can do that right before bed. You know what I'm saying? That's
true.
Not bad. That's
right.
Good stuff,
yeah.
You know, because they usually get the short end of the stick when it comes to Disney, like, you know, time things. Like, they're, oh, 4 a.m, no problem, you know.
So yeah, good for that. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And they also have made some little, you know, some kind of things that available during the online check-in process that didn't used to be. Now, parents can actually do the youth activity registration process online there, be able to give their authorization for that when they used to have to do it in person. And again, also,
that's huge,
right? I know,
so
right?
Huge.
You are now able to electronically accept the Disney Cruise contract terms and conditions. So if you have an extra spare, you know, 3-4 hours and you're going to read that whole cruise contract from start to finish, now you can go ahead and read to your heart's content and sign it there. No, it's not quite. It won't take 3 or 4 hours to read. But if you were going to read all that tiny print, it would take quite a while. So, you know, anyways.
You know how many times I've printed that thing off, signed it like during my online check-in, you know, 90 days before the cruise. And how many times I forgot to take that to Port Canaveral or Miami or wherever I was sailing out of every single cruise. Every single cruise.
Every time.
Yeah, I think I better.
You get there and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Can you just please print me another one? Because I'm sitting at home. I think the last time I didn't even bother because I was like, I have left this 9 times out of 9. There's not a chance this thing's going to be there. So forget it. But I will say, you know, mentioning the online check-in, because a lot of guests have questions about that haven't sailed. It's really intuitive in the fact that, you know, for example, we're doing a 7-night cruise for the podcast cruise in July. So what it does is it lays out day 1, day 2, day 3. And on there it says, you know, day 2 is day at sea and formal night, or, you know, and it gives you kind of the highlights of the day, where you're going to be, what, if anything, you know, if it's the pirate night or anything like that. But then under that, it'll say, you know, dining, and then it'll give you every available dining thing you might want to pick from. So you get to pick whatever you want. And it'll say, you know, is everybody in your stateroom going to participate participate in that? Or are you just taking, you know, just the adults or just the kids or whatever? I wish that in Walt Disney World's getting way better with my Disney experience. They're kind of, I think, learning from Disney Cruise Line. But I like the way it says day one, day two, day three, all the way through day seven. And it gives you a quick itinerary. It says, you know, onboard activities, you know, stuff like, you know, events to do, you know, tastings or seminars or tours. And then you got your dining. And it makes it really cool to go through to select those things. Basically, all you're doing is placing them in a cart and making reservations. Mm-hmm. It is not stressful. It's not like like anything else. I mean, Ricky, you've done this many times now, too. I mean, I find this is one of the more enjoyable things because it really gets me excited for my cruise because I see things every time that I didn't consider. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe that is something I want to do.
Yes, that's true. You know, you always are finding that Disney's really good at helping you find things that you want to spend your money on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like you said, like Pam was mentioning earlier, you know, I didn't think about meeting the characters, but that may be something that I want to sign Brian and I up for on this cruise. So, you know, I hadn't thought about that until she mentioned it. So thanks, Pam.
yes.
See, even I'm learning things on this podcast. you know, I think that Disney does a really good job of kind of laying things out ahead of time and helping you decide what things are things you should think about doing while you're on your cruise. Because, I mean, like we said, there are things that you may not even consider that when you see them, you're like, oh, all right, that sounds like fun. So I would definitely look at that.
So one of the big things that I think everybody gets excited about during online check-in is your port arrival time. And this is something that was introduced with the larger ships, the Fantasy and the Dream, because those ships hold a ton of people. When you have everybody in that, you know, terminal at Port Canaveral at the same time, it can get super crowded super fast. So they want guests to kind of stagger through the, you know, so they don't have everybody there all at the same time. Typically, everybody boards the ship between 11 and 2 out of Port Canaveral if you're going on a typical sailing. And you want to adhere to your port arrival time. But if you're with somebody like me, and I'm sure if you're listening to the show, you're very much like this, you want to be at that port as soon as you can. I would suggest checking in as soon as you can. So like you said, you know, when that window opens up, Pam mentioned it happens at midnight Eastern, get on there, rip through your documents, make sure everybody's addresses and names and you got your credit card on file. That's the kind of stuff they're going to ask you about. You know, you're going to use a passport or a driver's license for your identification, that kind of stuff. Be ready just to have everything there, get it in, emergency contacts and stuff like that. But then, you know, that gives you the best opportunity for the highest or the earliest port arrival time. Now, Pam, where do you stand on this? Because I don't think it's that important. But then again, I don't want a 2 o'clock port arrival time. I want to get on this ship like very first because, you know, I don't know. Like, we're going to be on the thing for 7 days, but I still want to be on that sucker at 11 o'clock. I don't know. That's just me.
That's kind of how I feel, too, though. We always arrive early because my husband would not have it any other way. But at the same time, I will say there was one day that we chose to arrive later in the day. And it was so relaxed. We stroll into the port. There's no big line or anything. So, I mean, it was awesome. But, no, we're always there first thing in the morning. Because we've cruised so many times, we get to board the ship, you know, early because we have that status through the Castaway Club. But I think there's just something about being able to get on the ship. Like, you feel like, okay, my vacation's really real, right? I'm here, I'm on the ship, whatever. You know, maybe you're panicked because you didn't heed my warning about coming in a day earlier. And you're stressed or something. I haven't had a chance to mention this like 8 times throughout the podcast. So I'm going to stick a bunch more in, but always arrive a day earlier.
Always.
I'm just saying than your cruise, for anything can impact your ability to get there. Airlines cancel flights all the time for various reasons. Doesn't have to be weather related. It could be weather related. It could be weather related in a state that you're not anywhere near. That can impact your cruise there, or, you know, being able to get there on time. So anyways, arrive a day early. Okay. Yeah. I'll mention a few more times before we're done.
Please do, because that stresses me out. Yeah, please do. You know, how's a thunderstorm in Arkansas going to keep me from getting on the Fantasy? You know, don't have that happen.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. You can wonder all you want, but if it impacts you, it impacts you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And guess what? You aren't due a refund either. So that's horrible. The thought of that, makes me nauseous. So anyways, but you know, once you're on the ship, then you can breathe a sigh of relief along with the rest of us. So that's why, you know, it's important to get on the ship. So.
Yes, we will be doing a head count in the terminal and then again on the ship just to make sure everybody is with us. And then we'll all have a good time at the sail away party. But everybody will have a number. We'll line up, you know, kind of like I do with my fifth graders. Anyway,
and if you're not early, you're late.
That's it. That's how it is with me. You know, I have to be there early. That's just my personality. So let's talk about this, though, because this is kind of practical advice for everybody. So you've made your final payment. You've gone on, done online check-in. Excursions are planned. Now we have approximately 3 months until the cruise. Now, we are going to do fish extender gifts if you're in a fish extender group. We joke about this all the time. What fish extender gifts are, for those that may not know, they're just little kind of trinket things that you exchange with the fellow passengers that you're sailing with as part of your group. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times they'll have something to do with either the theme of the cruise, like we're doing a podcast cruise, or I really enjoy things that come from people's hometowns. You know, like we're known for, you know, championship baseball teams in St. Louis, you know, so last time we gave out little Cardinal baseball helmets with peanuts and, you know, ice cream supplies or something. I can't remember what they were, but you know, like that's what I think of when I think of St. Louis, and I'm proud of the Cardinals because that's where we're from. You know, a lot of people do that with their towns. I remember the Griffiths gave out chili, Skyline Chili, I think from Cincinnati, you know, and that's cool because I didn't know what it was, you know, and I learned about their town and we got to have a nice conversation. I like that personally when you get to learn about where somebody's from through the fish extender gifts, but so creative, the Pinterest and stuff like that, place to go and look that up, you know, Google things. But besides fish extender things, because you may not be doing a fish extender group if you're just sailing with your family, Ricky, what do you find yourself filling the time with for 3 months before sailing? Because, I mean, once you make that final payment, man, you're, like, ready to go. Like, I made mine earlier this week. Put me on a ship right now. I can't wait till July. I'm so amped up right now.
Right? Okay. So, of course, I'm going to be doing all the obsessing over everything that I can read about the cruise line and the ships and everything like that. I'm actually going to plug the Disney Cruise Line blog. So you may want to check that out and obsessively read. They have you know, they have itinerary or, you know, the personal navigators and from, you know, cruises that people send in, and it's fun to kind of pour over those and, you know, really delve into what they have, you know, what's updating on the cruise line and everything like that. So that's going to be something that I will probably obsess over. I also totally got the Disney Cruise Line DVD, and I'm waiting to pop that bad boy into my DVD player. Yes, I still will do that. I will start getting ready to pack. And Disney Cruise Line actually has on the DCL website a list of things to consider of what to pack depending on what type of cruise you're taking. So, you know, just I would kind of go over that and take a look and see what things that you may need to pack. Of course, as a girl, I'm off buying things for my cruise, so I'm spending Brian's money, which he loves, by the way. Although I have to admit, Brian has bought more for this cruise already than I have. He's bought himself a pair of flip-flops. So I'm quite impressed with him. He already bought himself shoes. So I was like, okay, cool. So make sure that you get ready for that. I'm a big fan of buying new clothes for the cruise. Make sure that when you are packing, you are probably not going to need, like, just like cut the amount of clothes that you have in mind in half, because you're probably not going to need it. And if you do need it, they have washing machines on the ship. And I can definitely tell you that we have utilized them just so I didn't have to do laundry when I came back home. You know, if for some reason you have something that you need to wash, you absolutely can. And it's a lot better than having to tote around a gigantic suitcase with you too. So, I know that's something that's difficult on a 7-night cruise, because, you know, that is 7 nights and you do want to have, you know, different clothes for different things. But you know, we don't care. You can, I'm sure that Brian's going to wear the same pair of shorts like 5 times. So
except for on formal night, he's got to wear his tux.
Tux. Hey, you know, I'm totally calling him out.
That's it. You know, we've used the washers and dryers too on the cruise. Just, they're nice to have just in a pinch, you know, if something gets, you know, spilled on, you plan on wearing it later. So, Yeah, that's good advice. But I will say, going along with that, though, one thing that I've noticed with Pam, I'm not a person that gets too cold, you know, a little bit lately, but not as much as, you know, the first few cruises. But you do want to bring like a sweatshirt or some kind of a sweater, because even though you're sailing in the Caribbean in July, yeah, sometimes the restaurants or the like movie theater or the, you know, the big live theater will get a little chilly for some people and they don't have anything. Now, there's plenty to buy, but, you know, you can bring it from home. So,
oh, yeah.
You don't want
to. Yeah, definitely. And make sure you have money for Tiffany, because that's going to be on the
trip. I'm going in there. They're not even letting me in that place. Are you kidding me? Just box me out. Whatever. You know, give me another arcade or something. But
there is one more thing that we forgot to mention, and it's something that's very, very, very important. Make sure that you have all your required documents ahead of time as well, i.e. passports. You know, that's something that you really want to consider having. Make sure you have, you know, double check your passport if you have one to make sure that the dates are correct and you are not, you know, missing out on anything. My coworker was kind of dumb, and he thought that his passport was expired, and he was all stressing out about it. And then he found out that no, it was not, and he went through all the stress of having to try to figure out how to get a new passport, and he didn't need to. So just, you know, double check your passport, make sure that all the dates are correct, because I would hate for the other thing to happen where you thought that your passport was good and it was not. So. It turned out well for him, but I don't want it to turn out bad for you. So
Pull it out now. Even if you think you know when it expires, pull it out now and look at it, because you still have time to renew it. And that's important. So
yeah, you probably shouldn't wait till the week before to do that. Right? Do that now, right? Do that this weekend. Just to be safe.
Yes.
But if you do, if your passport is expired or you forget your identification, please bring a great camera, because we'll all be waving to you and we want to get a cool shot with the banner off the side of the ship. So do bring a nice camera if you don't bring documentation. Just remember that. I will say, though, at this point, you know, in Mallory's kind of, she is like so amped up, not only because she gets to sail with her best friend, Emily, and they're just already talking about how they're going to tear up the ship for, you know, because they think they're 18.
Of course.
You know, they're 9 and 10, but you know, they're getting ready to sail, and they've already gotten, no kidding, the moms are already talking, Pam and Elizabeth are buying, you know, sumsum dresses that match and all. I mean, she's already like outfitted, I think, for the cruise, and it's, you know, April. But anyway, one of the things she's turned me on to is there is so much good content on YouTube of like recent sailings. Like Ricky, you mentioned about seeing the personal navigators, which gets me really excited, because I like seeing. And I've said this for years. One of the things I like about cruising is the opportunity to do the small things, not like the big shows like Aladdin or, you know, Dreams. I enjoy all that stuff very much, but I enjoy the small trivias and the bars or the, you know, the I forget what it was called, the something 500.
Or the tequila tastings.
That too. Yeah. But I was going to talk about where you take like a potato and you turn it into like a race car and like families race potatoes against each other, or the diaper dash, watching the little babies, you know, because that's stuff that, you know, there's game shows and all that kind of stuff. You know, so you got to, where else are you going to get to do things like that? So I enjoy seeing that stuff on the personal navigators, but Mallory is a whiz when it comes to YouTube. That's basically what she watches instead of TV. A lot of times we give her some time, and there's some great content from some very recent cruises. So the thing I've noticed about watching YouTube videos of fantasy cruises is like, oh man, I wouldn't even have thought about trying that. And I'm seeing a lot of the excursions too that I'm thinking about seeing. Like I saw that this family went on the Dunn's River Falls excursion in Jamaica. And so I had an idea in my mind what that was like, but when I got to personally see it, like somebody with a GoPro on their helmet, you know, climbing up the thing, I got a different perspective and it gave me more knowledge. So I'm, you know, watching a lot of videos. So what are you doing in this 90-day window, Pam, until we sail? What kind of occupies you?
So I'm thinking a lot about, you know, is there something, like you mentioned, like, is there something on board that I haven't done yet, or I really want to make sure that I see? And the other thing I'm thinking about is I need to schedule time to relax. And that's something that, especially on a Disney cruise, sometimes you're, you know, you're 5 days into it and you're like, wait, I haven't sat on deck and just like hung out, or, you know, and it's, you need to make sure that you have time to do that, because there's something really, I think, magical about a cruise when you can sit on a really comfortable chair, like maybe one of those lounge chairs, and look out at the ocean. But there's so many big things that you plan and schedule to do with a Disney cruise. Make sure that one of the things you plan to do is enjoy the balcony, if you've got a room with a balcony, or enjoy deck four, where you know you can sit there and look out the ocean. Go to the back of the ship and watch the wake. I mean, that's a really cool thing. Make sure that you see a sunrise or a sunset up on deck, because those are the things that you're really going to remember. Those have impact. And you may not remember what a specific shore excursion you did in Jamaica, or, you know, the show every night. You may not remember all those, but you are going to remember those times when you actually took time to sit and enjoy and just reflect on where you were and what you were doing.
Well, that's kind of how I wanted to close out this show, to get us even more excited for this next Disney cruise. You know, the podcast cruise in July, maybe you're sailing before us, maybe you're sailing after us, maybe you haven't sailed yet, but you're thinking about it. I want to close out with some of our favorite things to do that maybe people wouldn't think of. And you mentioned a bunch of them there, Pam. One of the things, make sure, and I know not everybody's a morning person, but there is something majestic and magical, and it fills your soul when you see a sunrise at sea, when you're out there, or like a sunrise over Castaway Key. You need to, if you're going to Castaway Key on your sailing, or, you know, even if you're going to, on an Alaskan cruise, make sure you're out there when that ship comes into port sometime, because it's amazing to see the precision that that captain drives the ship and gets it, you know, just bumps it up against that dock ever so gently, never, you know, knocking, you know, nothing. You know, you don't even know you're doing it, and boom, all of a sudden you're docked. It's amazing to see something that big dock that gently, but also seeing the sunrise. Another thing, walking around deck four in the evening, you know, or the top deck, deck 11, deck 12, walk around and just enjoy the sea breeze. You know, like you said, Pam, it's not the big things, it's the small things. You know, maybe have a coffee at the Vista Cafe or whatever it's called. I don't drink coffee, but you know, it's the little things, I think, that really are the magical things. You know, spend an evening with your significant other, back eating pizza at 11, 12 o'clock at night, back at Pluto's or back at, you know, Flo's V8 Cafe, whatever ship you're on. It's crazy, but I mean, those are the memories that I remember, is having pizza late at night more than seeing the big shows, you know, and stuff like that. So, Ricky, what are some of those things, like the things you weren't expecting to do on a cruise that left a mark on you when you left?
So really, you know, one of the things that I love doing is just kind of soaking in the atmosphere of that, like, lobby area with, you know, the big grand lobby. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just, it's really magical. You know, it does take you back to the Titanic days, which, you know, it kind of harkens to, although, you know, let's hope there's no sinking. But, you know, it really does take you back to that. I don't do this on a daily basis normally in real life, but I kind of love to take the stairs. It's just, there's something about it, you know, plus it means that I get to work off some of the lot of food that I'm eating, because you can bet that I'm getting more than one entree and likely more than one dessert and probably more than one appetizer. So I definitely need to work off some of that food. And then, of course, you know, go up to the top deck and grab, you know, an ice cream later or pizza or whatever. So I definitely need to work off some of that food. This will be our first time having a veranda, so I'm excited, kind of like you said, Mike, about seeing kind of the sunrise. I've never seen one.
I've never seen one
on a ship. Okay, let's just do it. So I'm really excited about seeing that, and relaxing on my balcony, you know, reading a book or something like that, which is going to be very exciting as well. Of course, the spa is obviously one of my favorite places to hang out too. So there's that. And really, there's just something about kind of walking around the entire ship. You know, it kind of goes back to the whole first, the big grand lobby area. There's really something that it's kind of one of those indescribable feelings of, I feel like I'm at home. I feel like, you know, I'm on vacation when you're walking around the ship, because it has the same reminiscent feeling that, you know, I get when I go to Walt Disney World. You know, it's that excitement. It's that, you know, it's there, it's here. I'm here. I'm on the ship. I paid a lot of money. I'm on the ship. So, you know, that's really one of my favorite things is, and that's such a small thing. Plus you've got the Midship Detective Agency too. So, I
do run
a lot of things.
No, that's good stuff, you know, because I think that these are the things that really do kind of stick on with you. I will say that another one of the things that I really, really enjoy doing is walking around the ship late at night, like talking, you know, midnight or after, because, you know, most of the activities wrap up on the ship around 11 o'clock, except for back in the adult areas. That's kind of where everything shifts late at night. So you can walk through cabanas, you know, and it's not open, and you can walk, you know, on the top deck, and they'll be showing, you know, a big movie on funnel vision, but maybe there's, you know, a couple people in the pool, maybe, you know, a dozen people in the chairs watching the movie. But it's kind of cool just to walk around, because that pool deck was just so crowded during the day. And now everybody's gone to bed, you know, and it's like you get that first or, you know, that last kind of walk around the ship, you know, grab a soda up on deck 11 before you go to bed. One other thing I want to mention, and then I'll throw it to Pam, we'll wrap it up, because we may do another show like this, just talking about things not to miss. Make sure you do room service during your cruise at least once, and do it early, because you may want to repeat that. You know, you could get a breakfast on your veranda, like Ricky said, first time with a veranda, you know, get coffee.
I've never done breakfast in the morning on a cruise. So because, you know, I don't get going until about 11. So, you know, it's, I think we made breakfast like a handful of times. Yeah. So if they bring it to my room, I'm guaranteed to eat it.
Well, because you can, you know, you can plan it out and you can have it delivered right there and enjoy it just, you know, with your husband and have a nice breakfast out there, coffee or whatever you want to have. And it's, you know, who's to say, you know, if you have one early, you can go have a second breakfast. I mean, that's what cruising's all about, you know, Absolutely. You know, we get late night, we'll get cookies delivered, you know, they deliver cookies and milk and stuff like that. So don't discount that. We've actually gotten ice cream and made kind of those Sleepy Hollow cookie ice cream sandwiches. We've done that. Man, we just gorge ourselves on cruises. That's so bad. All right. So Pam, close us out. Maybe one more thing to think about, like, you know, maybe people aren't thinking about for their next Disney cruise. We'll get out of here, but we'll revisit this again before we go on the cruise in July.
So one of the things you're going to want to think about is, each night when you get back to your stateroom, there's going to be your cruise navigator there. And while, you know, this isn't something you can really do in advance, this is really going to be one of the keys to helping plan your cruise while you're there. You're going to go back, you'll be able to see the kind of activities that are being offered the next day. Let your family each circle the ones that they're interested in, or at least talk about it. But I just think, you know, I always feel like at the end of the day, no matter what kind of things that we've done, you need to take like 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long period of time, but think about what you really want to do the next day and kind of plan out that day in your head. Now, some days you'll have shore excursions that you're going to be going to, but if you have any days at sea, it becomes even more critical to really look at that navigator and kind of be like, okay, I know I want to do tequila tasting at this time, but then I also, there was a movie I wanted to see. There's this, that's, you know, this kind of game that's going on here. There's an activity here that I wanted to go do. So there'll be lots of things there that are appealing, but that's part of planning your Disney cruise. And it doesn't end when you get on the ship. Now, it's not stressful planning. It's not, you know, anything like that, but it's a good planning and just a reminder to keep planning all throughout your cruise.
Absolutely. A great tip. And even one more with that is to download the Disney Cruise Line app, which will have your navigator on there. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest things that they added to that, one, there's kind of an in-house internet where you can message through the app, which is very nice when you have a family, you know, traveling together of different ages, and people are going to be moving around the ship on their own. But also, like Pam mentioned, what you can do is kind of heart the things you want to do the next day on the cruise. And it will actually give you an alert like 30 minutes before that event is scheduled to happen. So you're like, hey, oh, because honestly, when you're on that cruise, like, you don't know what time it is. So like, if you want to do tequila tasting at 3, you know, and that thing goes at 2:30, you're like, why is it going? Oh, hey, tequila tasting's at 3, you know, or, oh, you know, trivia's at 5. You know, I got to get down to O'Gill's or, you know, whatever it is. And that's a great thing. But you want to download that before you get on the ship, or even, you know, you could get it when you're on the ship, but get it before you sail. But, you know, download it today, because the thing is, it has a countdown, you know, ticker on there. So have some fun.
It does.
You know? So do that now. Do it today.
It does. Yeah. The Navigator has gone high tech. Now, they still give you the low tech ones, but yeah, the high tech one's awesome.
All right. So we hope you had some fun talking Disney Cruise Line today. We cannot wait to sail with everybody in July on the Fantasy. My first time on the big ship is what I'm calling it. You know, mm-hmm. And I can't wait for 7 nights of fun sailing around the Western Caribbean. Man, it is going to be a treat. So if you want to sail Disney Cruise Line, seriously, it is a great cruise, whether you're on the Magic, Wonder, Dream, or Fantasy, and the two new ships to come here in the years to come, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote. The cruises really do go all year. They go all different places. You know, in the summertime, you can sail the Wonder to Alaska. There's European cruises. There's transatlantics. There's Panama Canal cruises. They go everywhere, and there's really a cruise for every budget. You can start from a 3-night Bahamian cruise to kind of get your feet wet, all the way up to, you know, those like 14-night sailings that, you know, go from the West Coast to the East Coast, repositioning cruises. There is something for everybody. So drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great information for the Disney Cruise Line. And while you're there, fill out a free no obligation quote and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And one of the great advantages to working with an agent, especially when it comes to a cruise, you can get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend light cash during your cruise. So we're talking excursions, we're talking tastings. Hey, some of that stuff will already be paid for before you get on the ship. That makes the tequila taste even better. That makes the excursion that much more fun, whether you're riding bobsleds in Jamaica or what have you, you know, parasailing in Castaway Key. That's scary, but just be ready. If you want to do it, maybe you're a daredevil. Hey, those onboard credits help. So drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about him here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker. He's from Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at AmeriprizeAdvisors.com/Drew.Baker. And please do keep using the Amazon link. We appreciate that so very much each and every time you shop on Amazon. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon first. We'll get a little credit. It'll cost you exactly the same. And we appreciate that again so much. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And follow the show on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, well, it's time to get out of here. I am going to 2 Cardinal baseball games this weekend. So check me out on Saturday and Sunday from Busch Stadium, otherwise known as Baseball Heaven. I'll be sending some pictures to you from there. So Cubs fans, eat your heart out. I like Wrigley too, but it's going to be a good weekend for me, and I hope it will be for you as well. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, please stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.